to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. This is Billy Roberti. Maureen cannot be with us today, so we're detouring from our plan to talk about the fifth dimensional relationship with your beloved, which we will do next week, to bring you instead a special guest, my dear friend, leadership coach, Nancy Masser. So stay tuned to learn more. Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Today I'm filling in for Maureen, who is unable to be with our show. World Ascension teacher, esoteric wisdom channel, and author of the bestseller Beyond the Flower of Life, Maureen has been teaching the Merkaba meditation and higher self-connection worldwide since 1994. She has developed a unique ability to open the Akashic records based on her access to the higher self. Maureen works with individuals and groups to provide insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that manifestation workshop since 1994. Her customers tell us that their Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years, and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Denny and Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you, to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. This week, our special guest is leadership coach Nancy Masser. Nancy is the founder and president of Mindful Coaching. She specializes in building thinking skills, upgrading language patterns, problem-solving, decision-making, and approaches to conflict. Nancy's clients become more productive, improve their leadership effectiveness, enhance their relationship with customers and colleagues, make better decisions, and improve their performance. Nancy developed her skills through her 18 years of working at IBM. She holds a Master of Science degree in Human Resources Education and Organization Development from Fordham University, a Bachelor of Science degree in Accounting from Long Island University, and a coaching certification from the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, IPEC, I-P-E-C. As founder of Mindful Coaching, Nancy coaches people individually and in organizations. Her ideal clients are possibility thinkers who are receptive to new ways of seeing themselves and their world. Being mindful is being aware, alert, and attentive. And this breeds choice, choice in what we do, say, think, believe, and perceive. You can reach Nancy at her website, www.mindfulcoaching.com, or her email, nancy@mindfulcoaching.com. Today we're going to be talking about how friends can help friends stay in the fifth dimensional consciousness. And as we start, I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call and ask questions. Hi, Nancy. How you doing today?
I'm great, Billy. How are you?
Oh, good. You know, Maureen and I have been discussing this whole concept of the fifth dimension, as existing in a world of heaven on earth. And I know that doesn't really fit in the workplace that well. But you and I have talked so much about this. How would you use this concept, and what words would you use that would fit in with the business world?
Well, I like the word mindful, and thus the name of my business, Mindful Coaching. I've given it a very simple definition. Mindful is to be aware, alert, and attentive. And when we are aware, alert, and attentive to our own feelings, our own thinking, attitudes, beliefs, what I call mindset, then we can check in to see if we're aligned with our true nature, which is all-powerful.
Mm. So you would be doing business as unusual rather than business as usual.
That's right, yes.
So what would that sort of look like? I know we're going to be moving into friendship, but just really curious, what would this business as unusual look like in the workplace?
Well, having worked in the corporate world for years and years, and I've worked for some wonderful, wonderful organizations, I'll call it a mindset again. The typical mindset is one of competition, and we've got to beat them out and stay one step ahead. And I see the new mindset, business as unusual, as being more collaborative, more partnering. Even the concept of competition, I've dismissed years ago. The concept of competition is coming from lack. And the shift that we're leading to in the fifth dimension is one of abundance and one of sharing and one of oneness. So there'll be reduced fear, increased collaboration, reduced competition, increased partnership. Everything that goes toward a oneness.
And no dog-eat-dog
mentality. Exactly. I mean, why would someone dog-eat-dog? Because they fear lack, and they see people as enemies or competition, and no one's holding you back except yourself. It's all up to us inside, and what we create externally is up to the choices that we make in our thinking, in our beliefs and attitudes, in our actions, in our language.
So as we change the way we see the world and behave in it, it changes around us.
It absolutely does. You ever have a situation where you're very upset about something and you wake up in the morning and you feel different about it? It hasn't changed. It's somehow something even undefinable has changed in yourself. The situation is still there. And yet you approach it very, very differently. That's what I like to call, you know, tapping into who we really are, your true self.
Well, this is really fun to be talking about. And listeners, our lines are open. The number is 1-800-930-2818. This is your chance to talk to Nancy Masser about workplace, not so much issues, but how, you know, upgrading the workplace, upgrading it from business as usual to business as the new usual or unusual. And we'll be talking a little bit more. I just wanted to tell everyone that Maureen has a new sound and scent combination based on a new Ara Mandala's essential oil blend called Unity and a new meditation CD called Unify, a soul retrieval meditation CD. Unity can be paired with either the CD or the MP3 form of Unify. So visit Maureen's online store, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com to get all the details on these new products and on all her other meditation CDs and Ara Mandalas and books. So although we really plan to be talking about how friends can help friends, can you talk a little bit about how you help your clients attain and stay in this new awareness in the workplace?
Yeah, I think that the most important concept is one of choice. We typically see choices as something we decide to do. What should I wear today? Where to go for dinner? What should I cook for dinner? How to allocate a budget? Who to hire? Who to promote? What job to accept? But what we say and what we think are choices also. And what we believe are our attitudes and what we perceive are choices. And the more aware we are, consciously aware of our attitude and our beliefs and how we're interpreting a situation, the more we're in choice. When we see these things, again, your mindsets, our attitudes, our beliefs, not as who we are, but habits that we have that may have been ingrained ever since, yeah, we were growing up when we were a child. There's no judgment in what I'm saying. It's not good, bad, right, wrong. It's a matter of being aware. And once we are aware, we can come from a place of power and make a conscious choice. Is this the attitude that supports me? Is this the belief that supports me and aligns with what I choose to create for myself, personally and professionally? So it's, again, being mindful, aware, alert, and attentive, and making the most conscious choices that we can to support us in our journey.
So what kinds of things can we, when we're talking to friends, how can we help them sort of upgrade the choices, help make, alert them to what they're saying? And, you know, what kinds of interventions can we do?
Well, first of all, you need permission mutual permission. If you have a best bud, if you have a best bud, you know, have an agreement with them. And let's assume for this conversation that we do have that agreement. So each one says, oh yes, I'm truly on the path. I'm choosing to be all I am, which is infinite. And so let's support each other. You know, when I kind of fall off the consciousness wagon, so to speak, please be aware and remind me. You know, tell me gently and caringly, lovingly, and help me. Let's kind of facilitate each other in upgrading our thoughts and our language. Okay?
Coming up, Nancy Massa shares more insights as a leadership coach. Coming up, 5 steps to new awareness. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and this is Billy Roberti with our guest, Nancy Massa. We'll be right back.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today I'm talking with Nancy Massa about how friends can help friends stay in the fifth dimensional consciousness. You can reach Nancy at her email at nancy@mindfulcoaching.com. That's MINDFULCOACHING. And our producer told me that I read our call-in number wrong. So please, anyone who's written down that number, if it doesn't say 1-800 930-2819, cross it off and put that number in. So Nancy was about to tell us about the 5 steps to new awareness.
So yes, I will first redefine what I mean by mindset. because it's a succinct way of putting a whole bunch of factors, your attitudes, your perceptions, how you interpret things, your beliefs. Let's just call that your mindset. Okay? So as you embark on your journey to new awareness and what you call the fifth dimension, follow these five steps. First, be curious, willing, and receptive. Second, be mindful, that is, aware, alert, and attentive to your mindset. Three, be as objective and non-judgmental towards yourself as possible. Be gentle with yourself. Number four, assess whether your mindset, again, your thinking, beliefs, attitudes, etc., whether your mindset supports you and aligns with what you choose to create for yourself personally and professionally, and then make a choice whether to keep or change that mindset. Make a conscious choice. Remember, choices are far beyond what we choose to do, what we choose to wear, what we choose to have for dinner. We make choices. Our attitudes, our perceptions, our mindset is a choice. So those are the five steps as you embark on your journey to new awareness.
So someone who says, don't let the facts confuse you, or doesn't matter what the facts are, this is what I believe, is just sort of not alert, aware, or conscious.
That's right. And it's their choice. No, mm-hmm. That's why I said before with friends, be sure you have a mutual agreement with yourself that yes, you're choosing to have each other be your mutual facilitators. You know, you remind each other to upgrade. Well, I like the word upgrade, to come out of the negatives and into the positives. Anything that feels restricting, when one gets in touch with how they're feeling inside, and many on this call or listening right now probably are. I've had clients that it took 6 months for them to even get the concept of personal reflection. It's a challenge for me to believe because these are mature, intelligent adults. But that's the case with so many people on our planet now. But go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay. As you become conscious of the choices that you're making and see your mindset as a choice, it's not who you are. They're habits. So separate that from your identity, and you'll be more willing to change them because you're not changing your identity. You're growing into the ultimate of who you are.
Oh, now that is saying a lot. That is where I see a lot of people get caught up in. Well, that's how I am.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Scary.
Yeah. You hear that expression a lot. Hey, this is who I am. No, it's not.
Well, you know, our listeners may have heard me talking with Maureen and saying how I had a friend, and sometimes she helps upgrade me things, and you are that friend. I have said to you things sometimes like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, and you come back with something, because we have that agreement. We've had that agreement for a number of years to help each other. And what do you usually say when I say, I don't know how I'm going to do this?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What kind of a comeback do you usually give me when I say something?
Well, it depends on the context, first of all, but I don't know how I'm going to do this might lend itself to some brainstorming. You know, hey, let's brainstorm a whole bunch of ideas. What can you do? You know? Or we can move to what we call outcome. Rather than coming from where we're at, seeing, oh, how can I ever get there? Jump into your desired result. And what is it like? How does it feel? Where are you? What are you doing? Right? And once you're feeling it with every sense that you have, you're feeling, you're thinking, you're hearing, your eyesight, then say, how did I get here? So when you're saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this, that's one of the approaches that we've used with each other. Well, let's go there. What do you choose to create? Let's go create it in our imagination first.
Yeah. Well, I know one of your biggest ones with me is breathe.
Yes.
Take a breath.
I do, and I say that to my clients all the time, and I coach over the telephone, so I could coach people in any geography. I could feel it on the phone. I could feel a tension. I could feel something. I could say, oh, give yourself a deep breath right now. Notice I don't even say take a breath. Give yourself a deep breath. because you are gifting yourself when you do that.
Mm-hmm. And with us sometimes, just to put in pause,
yeah,
gives me a chance to hear what I've said and then jump in right afterwards and change the old limiting belief.
That's right. That's
to
right.
A higher one.
Yeah, and it's something else that's really, really important. Feel your feelings. This is not about denying your emotions. Feel what you feel and express them. I mean, we've vented to each other about things in our lives over the years, too. And sometimes that's the healthiest thing to do, just plain vent. And tell each other, hey, I'm going to vent right now. No upgrades here. Get it out. Feel what you feel, right? You know, but if you find yourself dwelling on it, ask yourself at some point, how long am I going to allow myself? How long am I going to choose to be in this mode? Right? How productive is it right now? Right? I'm more powerful.
And we have usually found that once we let the feeling out, it just, everything shifts as a result. It's not like we have
to
do anything. The release of the emotion is enough to shift us into a different space.
I
found holding on to the emotion keeps me stuck in this space.
Yes.
And the breathing
is
where it allows me to breathe in deeply, and the breathing out allows me to release whatever it is and shift into that new place of expansion.
That's right. One other technique I choose to share that's so powerful, I've used it with many clients. When you're thinking of an issue or a circumstance, you don't know how to approach it, how to resolve it. Stand up, breathe, feel your center, get centered. Put your arm out straight in front of you, palm up. Look at your palm. Envision that situation, that problem, that circumstances in the palm of your hand. And you're coming from your place of center, your power, and you're looking at it in your imagination. That generally gives instant perspective on you are so much larger than this circumstance. You are so much, so much larger than this problem.
Mm-hmm. This thing, I remember reading, someone said, don't tell your problem, your God, how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big your God is.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what this exercise does. It gives you an instant perspective, and that's exactly what you're doing. Yes, well put. Yeah.
Well, let's just offer to viewers that Maureen does Akashic Record readings, and if you're interested in gaining clarity about issues with work, family, or relationships, interested in getting that awareness, or you're just plain frustrated with your own inability to get what you desire, schedule your own personal Akashic Records reading by visiting our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com, and placing your order at our online store. If you're ordering the Akashic Record reading, consider her money-saving Akashic Connection package that includes the 50-minute reading, its recording, and a bottle of Akasha, the Aramandala's blend to use before your reading to assist you in remembering it and in maximizing your outcomes for it. So how about one more tip? Can I persuade one more little tip from you, Nancy?
Well, okay, you can do that, and you have. Remember, and this is kind of a recap too, remember, you have a choice in every moment where you focus your thoughts and energy. Notice what supports you and aligns with what you choose to create yourself for yourself. And then direct your thinking there.
It's almost like a mental Tai Chi where you're aware of how you're moving and getting your body, your whole being behind that movement. That's where the power is.
Exactly. That's right. When you see attitudes and assumptions and beliefs for what they are rather than as facts, then you're more likely to be changing them very consciously. Again, they're not who you are. They're habits, and you have a choice. Make a choice that aligns with you, supports what you choose to create for yourself, personally and professionally.
As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder to check with MaureenSaintGermain.com for our current special. Next time, Maureen will be back, and we'll be talking about fifth-dimensional relationships with your beloved. If you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. This is Billy Roberti, filling in for Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, We're wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.